Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. You know, when you get older, who's going to take care of you? When your mom has no bladder control and bowel control anymore, who's going to take care of her? When your dad doesn't know what room he's in, who's going to take care of him? When your spouse falls and breaks a hip, who's going to take care of him or her? When that person in your life that you love can't manage their own affairs anymore, who's going to take care of them? When your mom writes the same check to the same people 8 times in a row, who's going to take care of them? I don't have all the answers to those questions, but I do have the questions, and they're important questions, and they're in questions that you need to understand, and you need to understand what the answers to them are. You really do. I don't know how to say it in a nicer way or a more polite way or a more whatever way. You just do. Nobody else is going to make those decisions. Nobody else is going to have that conversation if you don't have it. It's as simple as that. You know, it's just something you're going to have to do. And we're going to talk about that this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about things that we don't talk about a lot on this show, and I hope you listen. And more important than hoping you listen, because it's, you know, I don't care about my ratings, it's, are you going to be moved to actually do something? I just had somebody in my office that had stuff that was so bad and so poorly prepared and so poorly done that they're never going to be able to deal with their mom. They're just not. But they had to go home and think about it. I had a son in my office the other day whose dad clearly has dementia. I said, we can help. We can make a difference. He had to go home and think about it. I haven't seen either one of them since, and I never will. Because people who want to go home and think about this subject are people who are basically in complete and total denial that this is ever going to happen to them or is ever going to happen to their family. Because if you actually knew the reality of the aging and dementia and frailty, you would not sleep at night. But we like to pretend it's going to be something else. Glad to have you with us. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm going to introduce myself in just a minute, but first I want to read you something from the local, what claims to be a newspaper. And this is from, what is this from? It's buried in the second page somewhere. It's from February the 21st. And it's, report urges $543 million for new offices. A lot of you don't know that most of the state capitol staff is not at the state capitol. It's in an annex down the street. They want to spend, if it's $543 million, folks, it's going to be closer to $800 million. They want to spend $800 million building a new building, the Boys and Girls Under the Dome, so that they can have better air conditioning, they can have new furniture, they can have whatever it is they have, maybe prettier bathrooms, a nicer carpet, whatever it is. $600, $700, $800 million. Now, how many of you have ever driven down a road lately and you'd have to get a new front end on your car after you do it? But we got $800 million to build brand new office buildings so the Boys and Girls Under the Dome can be more comfortable. We have old people starving, but we got $800 million to do whatever. We're going to be, because supposedly in a drought again, and we don't have any water storage, but we got $800 million to build office buildings. There's a dam that's still not fixed, but we have $800 million to build an office building for the Boys and Girls Under the Dome. The reason I point it out is there are things that are really necessary. On a list of priorities, of all the things you can think of that the state of California needs to do with traffic, with roads, with infrastructure, with bridges that are falling down, with tunnels that are falling down, with all the stuff that we need to do, and there's a lot of it, is $700 or $800 million to build a new office building so that the Boys and Girls downtown, so that their staff can be more comfortable. Would that be high on your list? But that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's buried in an article in the second section of the local paper instead of having an actual, and never mind, you get the point. And then I may have a United Airlines story for you right out of the pages of the other stuff later on. I'm debating whether I'm going to do it, but can you imagine United Airlines denying a two-year-old a meal? That actually happened to somebody I know recently. I'm not making this up. I couldn't make it up if I tried, so maybe I'll talk about that later on. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult somebody that knows what the heck they're talking about, not like a lot of the junk I look at prepared by people who claim they know what they're talking about. I just had a client in here today who went to an attorney, and the attorney said you need to get a divorce in order to get Medi-Cal. Don't go to that person. I have a California insurance license. I've had one for 50 years. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. I'm not a CPA. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only. Usually a very good opinion, but it's my opinion only. And if you want to get a second opinion, go talk to somebody smarter than me. I don't know what else to say. I have to tell you all the things I'm not. Otherwise, somebody will get mad. Trust me, all the things, when I have to give all those disclaimers, it's because there's a rule somewhere that says I have to do that. So it's not enough that I'm not securities licensed. I have to tell you I'm not securities licensed in case I'm actually trying to sell you stocks and bonds while not being securities licensed. The idiocy of that is staggering, and people wonder why small businesses are overburdened with regulations. One other quick thing. I told you this is going to be my last year on the radio. I'm also thinking about doing something that I've never thought about doing before. I'm thinking about taking out a protege that I would spend the next year training. If you know somebody intelligent, younger, who's well capitalized, who has the smarts to learn how to do this stuff, I may be looking for a protege this year. You can give me a call. Or have that person give me a call. I just said that in passing. I don't know how serious I am about it, but it's for what it's worth. Also, don't forget I will come and speak to your group or organization anytime. You just have to call me. It's free. Also, in March, there will not be a big workshop. I am going to be doing workshops starting March the 6th, March 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th. I will be doing workshops every morning, every Tuesday morning, and on March 27th on Tuesday evening also. So I will be doing five little mini workshops during the month of March in my office. My office will only hold 12 people, so they're limited in size to 12 people. You're going to have very strict instructions about what to bring. You're going to work, and we're going to make you prepared for the eventuality of long-term care in your family. So if you want to come to one of those free workshops, I would call up now. I already have about six people signed up. And again, the most each one, any workshop will hold is 12 people. So if you want to come to one of the mini seminars, workshops in March, call my office, 800 999-8007, or you can write me an email at bob@assetsandaging.com. I'll have a link up to my workshops pretty quickly on my website, so you might want to look there too. Let's talk about some stuff that you haven't thought about. Let's talk a little bit about fear. Getting old is fearful. I had a client years ago tell me you have to be brave to get old. I do not, and as I get old, I am in complete, total agreement with him. You have to be brave to get old. It's just a reality of life. There's no other way to put it. You have to be brave to get old. So how do we deal with fear as we get older? Not only in ourselves, but because we're fearful for somebody else. We're fearful for a mom, or we're fearful for a dad, or we're fearful for somebody that we know and love. What are we going to do when that person goes sideways? So I want to talk a little bit about fear of dementia, and then I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what would it be worth to you? You know, I just had somebody call me from Arizona. He's in the middle of a mess. I can't help him because he's in Arizona, and I've got nobody in Arizona to resort to. But I can't tell you all the details. But he's dealing with a really messy situation with a parent, with other children, with money. If that was you, if you were dealing with a real mess, what would you be willing to do to get it fixed? And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But that just made me think about that here was somebody I really wanted to help and couldn't help. How many of you are facing a situation where you really need help? And where that you're really fearful of. I want to talk about dementia a little bit. You know, and depending on the table you look at, there's 8, 9, 10 different kinds of dementia. Alzheimer's is only one of them. There's all kinds of dementia. It doesn't matter what you call it. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. Somebody's going to lose their mind. It's not going to end well. It's going to end very poorly. So when you think about dementia, what do you think about? Who do you think about? When I say the word dementia, close your eyes. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. Close your eyes. Who do you think of? Who in your family do you think of? I had somebody in my office yesterday. The wife is terrified because he's got dementia. He's been diagnosed with early dementia. When I talked to him, when I observed him for the first 5 minutes, it didn't appear that he did. After 5 minutes, it was clear that he had dementia. He's in the early stages of dementia. He's going to get worse. She's going to have to take care of him. So when you hear the word dementia, what do you think? What words go through your mind? Crazy, weird, you know, smells funny. I don't know. What are the words that go through your mind when you hear the term dementia? What do you think about? What is a person with dementia like? What are they like? I mean, what are they like? Do they do weird things? Do they eat weird food? What are they like? What do they do? What are the things they do that you notice that, you know, either you feel sad about or that drive you nuts? What do they do? How do they act? How does somebody with dementia act? I don't know. What do people with dementia, how do they act? Do they act weird? Do they act funny? Do they act scary? Do they act silly? How do they act? How do you talk to them? How do you talk to somebody with dementia? Do you talk in baby talk? Do you talk in adult language? What subjects can you talk about? How do you talk to them? And in all of it, I want you to be thinking about the question of the day, which is, what's it worth? What would it be worth to you to be able to have that be better? What if Dad's dementia could get better? What if we were better able to deal with him? What would that be worth to you to be able to do that? How do people with dementia talk to you? Do they talk to you sometimes and they're like perfectly normal? Bob, they're just like perfectly normal. And other times they don't, they're completely nonsensical. So how do they talk to you? List three, don't do this if you're driving, but seriously, think of that person in your life with dementia and list, physically list three things they do you cannot explain. Go ahead. It's okay. It's okay to talk about dementia. I have a good friend that's an elder law attorney. He goes to an association where and speaks sometimes where he's not even allowed to use the word Alzheimer's because it makes people in the audience uncomfortable. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, folks. We're going to call it what it is. If it was good enough for Dr. Alzheimer, it's good for me. It's called dementia. It comes it's a result of lots of things. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's going to get bad. It's going to get worse than you can imagine. You're going to have to deal with more icky stuff than you can ever imagine. And what most people are going to do is sit around, tuck their heads between their legs, and pretend it's not happening. This show is dedicated to not letting that happen. So how did they get that way? I'm going through a list of when you hear the word dementia. How did they get that way? Did they have a stroke? Did they fall down and bump their head? Or did one day they just start being a little different? Did Dad forget where the phone was? Did Mom start putting her blouse on backwards? All these things have happened, by the way. How did they get that way? What did the doctor say? How did they get that way? How long have they been like this? Has it been a year? Has it been 2 years? Has it been 6 years? You know, the average time between diagnosis of Alzheimer's, notice I said diagnosis, not onset. The average time between diagnosis of Alzheimer's and death is 8 years. 8 years. So how long have they been like this? Has it been a month? Has it been 2 months? Has it been 6 months? And then what are you thinking of when you think it's going to get better? There is no drug on the market. I don't care if it's over the counter. I don't care if it's from things that swim in the sea. I don't care. It does not make it go away. It is going to get worse. Do they get the right care? Are they getting any care? What kind of doctor are they going to? Are they going to a neurologist? Are they going to a gerontologist? Are they going to a psychiatrist? What are they doing? What kind of meds are they on? Are the meds some? One of the most common things that causes dementia is urinary tract infections. You know, Mom all of a sudden starts acting a little weird, and then everybody finds out that it's a urinary tract infection. It wasn't really dementia at all. It masks itself. Are they getting the right care? How long have they been like this? What about the money? Are they handling their own money? Are they doing weird things with money? What do you mean, Bob? Are they doing weird things with money? Well, do they write the same check 4 times? Do they send checks to people in Russia? Are they doing weird things with money? Do they forget to pay their bills, or do they pay the same bill 8 times? Are they getting the right care? Have their friends or family stopped coming? Have you stopped going? Do you still visit? You don't visit? I've been in that situation. We've all been in that situation. It's hard. Sometimes somebody with dementia, there are days when I just don't want to go talk to them. I just don't want to go see them. I just can't deal with it one more day. Those kinds of feelings are not unusual, and they're not wrong. They're just feelings. But there are days sometimes When I know I'm going to have to see a friend or a client that has dementia, that I really don't want to do it. I just can't cope with it today. Have you stopped visiting? Have their friends and family stopped visiting? Is that person with dementia becoming more isolated? Are they looking inward more of the time? Is all they see the inside of the house? Are they still driving? Wow, is that a good idea? Is that person still driving? I know people with dementia have gone down to the DMV and got their driver's licenses renewed. Even though the kids are all going, they shouldn't be driving. They got their driver's license renewed. Are they still driving? If they have a spouse, how's their spouse and family doing? Are they hiding this? Are they isolating the person with dementia because, you know, dad or mom is a little embarrassing? You know, they wet themselves sometimes, or, you know, how's the spouse and family doing? Is dad's dementia slowly killing mom? Could be the other way around, but is that what's happening? Now I want you to do something a little interesting. Instead of talking in the third person, I want you to put all of this in the first person. What if this was you? How would you think? What would you say? Who would you like to take care of you? How would you like your dementia dealt with? Where would you like to live? Would you like to stay home where maybe nobody can give you any care? Or would you like to be in a nice assisted living where people know how to take care of you? All the things we've talked about with dementia, put them in the first person now. What if this was all happening to you? And if it was happening to you, how are your friends going to cope? How are your family going to cope? Are they prepared? Have you prepared them? Has the family been prepared for what's the you-know-what that's coming? Because it's going to be a really big storm. It's going to be like no storm you can imagine. And it's going to be more confusing and more off-putting and more expensive than you can ever imagine. It's one of the reasons why several years ago, I think AARP did a survey. Somebody did a survey. And they surveyed older people, and they said, what are you more afraid of, dying or long-term care? And it was a huge plurality voted for the thing we're the most afraid of is long-term care. The thing we're most afraid of is losing our minds. The thing we're most afraid of is spending the rest of our lives not knowing who we are. So what would it be worth to you to not have to think about this or worry about it? Is it worth a phone call to come in and see me? Is it worth a phone call to get to one of my workshops? Is it worth a phone call to buy an email to go to my website and get my book? Is it worth the time and effort to sit down and talk about all of this and make sure that you have answers to everything I just brought up? What's it worth to you? I'm not just talking in money. I'm talking in time and effort and planning. And what's it worth to you? How important is it to you? I just before I did this radio show, I had a daughter in, and they think everything's fine. It's not. I just told them fine, everything's fine. Who is trying to take care of mom. And they're being very unrealistic about what mom's abilities are. Mom is actually calling the shots, and mom is the one who's got dementia and who's losing it. But they're letting mom call all the shots. Do you think that's a recipe for a good thing? Or do you think ultimately that's going to lead to bad stuff happening? I know what I think. But they left not doing anything. Because, you know, we got to talk to mom first, and we got to figure out what mom wants to do, and yet mom is the one who's not thinking clearly. It's always hard to recognize the responsible adult. It's important, but it's hard. If you're ready to take the step to figure out what you can do and what you'd be willing to do, what it would be worth to you to have the answers to all of this stuff, then give me a call during the break. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. Get to one of my workshops. They're going to be every Tuesday afternoon, every Tuesday morning, and then one Tuesday evening in March. You can call and get more information. But you have to take, I can't do it, you have to take the first step to eliminating the fear and making sure you've done everything that you can do to make sure it's going to be okay. I got more to talk about when we come back. Stick around. Give me a call during the break. We'll be back here in just a few seconds on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging. We've been talking about, you know, what is it worth to you? What is it worth to you to know that you, your spouse, your mom, your dad is going to be taken care of? What's it worth to you to not have the fear of the unknown that most people who sit in my office have? That, you know, there's nothing I can do. It's all hopeless. We're stuck. We're, you know, what's it worth to you to be able to make the hard decisions? I know what it costs if you don't make a decision. I have a client in a nursing home right now paying $28,000 a month. I have a client right now who's already spent $200,000 on a nursing home and didn't have to. I have lots of people right now coming into my office saying, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do, and then going home and thinking about it because they're so gripped with fear. So what are you willing to do? What would it be worth to you to not have that kind of fear? Would it be worth a dollar? Would it be worth $10,000? Would it be worth whatever it is? What would it be worth? I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. Everybody's answer is their own. I know for most people, they're so afraid to discuss this that if we ignore it and put our heads in the sand, hopefully it will just go away. The unspoken hope always, by the way, when we're talking about an ill parent or loved one, is that they'll die and then we won't have to deal with this. Let me give you some statistics to think about. Hopefully, they'll make you a little more fearful. Every care facility in California is understaffed. They can't get enough good people. They always struggle with staffing. 85% of people in nursing homes receive less than optimal care. Why? Because they don't plan for being able to provide for extra care. I'll give you a great example. Somebody needs physical therapy. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for much physical therapy. Did you know the family, if they had planned for it and had the money for it, could bring a physical therapist into the facility or have the facility provide more physical therapy for mom so she got better sooner? Did you know that? I had another client whose mom, this was in the days before books on tape, and mom wouldn't have been able to handle that anyhow. But they hired a reader to come in and read books to mom every day because she loved listening to books being read. What are you prepared? Do you have a plan so that if you do need care, do you know what can be done? I had a client recently who had a special dietary need in assisted living, and the kitchen and the assisted living couldn't provide what she needed. So we hired a chef. Pardon me. She had the resources, so we hired a chef. If somebody's not getting the care they need, are you prepared? Do you have a plan? Have you preserved resources so that you can pay for that? No one is going to help you with this. You can't call the VA or Medi-Cal or Medicare or the government and get help with this. The government's not there to help you. Come on. We're really lucky. By the way, that said, let me tell you one way. I'm so lucky. I am lucky every day. And for lots of reasons. But one of the reasons I'm lucky every day is we have the best long-term care Medi-Cal workers in the state of California in Sacramento County. And every day I bless them in my heart because every day they're the only ones in California. And the big counties are impossible, but forget San Diego or LA or Alameda or any of those counties getting any help from them. Santa Clara, forget it. But Sacramento County has the best long-term care workers, eligibility workers on the planet, and I'm grateful to them every day because they make life so much better for my families who are struggling trying to get through this bureaucracy. They're amazing. No one's going to help. VA's not going to help. The Medi-Cal's not going to help. Medicare's not going to help. Try calling the Medi-Cal state. Never mind. Try calling the DHCS sometime and getting help. New rules for VA benefits and Medi-Cal will destroy seniors. I've been talking about the new VA regs. They're going to be tied to the Medicaid regs, and they're going to destroy seniors. Period. End of conversation. They're going to do it. And if you've taken time to read or listen to my stuff or whatever on the coming VA regs, you would understand what I'm talking about. They're going to deny millions of vets benefits to which they would otherwise be entitled because of these new regs. And the reason for it is there are 7 million Vietnam vets who are going to be eligible for aid in attendance. And the last thing the VA wants to do is actually give them to them. So they are designing new rules that will be so draconian, so incredibly draconian, that no one will be able to qualify for them. For instance, in the new VA rules, there'll be a 3-year look back. Most people in long-term care facilities are victims. It doesn't have to be this way, but because people think it will never happen to them, they have left themselves with few choices. Most people in nursing homes are victims of the system. They're told, did you know there's only 6 reasons under federal law you can discharge somebody? There's only 6. Do you know what they are? But nursing homes try to discharge people all the time. When their Medicare days are up, they'll say, well, we only had 20 Medicare days, so dad has to leave the nursing home. We don't have any beds. Did you know that's a violation of federal law? Did you know that? Listen to one of my last shows on this subject. Most people in nursing homes, in most nursing homes, not all, are victims. They don't know the system. They don't know what their rights are. They don't know what they can do or can't do. They just believe what the building tells them. Is that the situation you want to be in by default? Because you chose not to take the steps to make it different. So what's it worth to you to not be a victim? If a nursing home is $100,000 a year to you, $100,000 a year, what's it worth for you to not have to pay $100,000 a year? What if I could get you a nursing home for free? What if I could get you a nursing home for wholesale? What if I could get you assisted living for wholesale? What if I could get you in-home care for wholesale? What's that worth? Or would you rather just pay the full price and be another victim of a system that is stacked, so stacked, against the consumer, beginning with government agencies all the way down to the facilities. Not all of them, but most of them. You cannot do this alone. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Taking a drink. You can't do this yourself. Try it. I had a lady call me yesterday. Mom is going to a nursing home. I told her I could help. I did it for my minimum fee. I told her my price. She said, oh, that's too much. I'm going to do it myself. Now, what will happen is Mom's not in a nursing home. She won't even be able to get Mom in a nursing home because Mom's not in the hospital. Mom's at home. She won't know what to do. She won't know where to go apply. Right now, she has too much money to be eligible for Medi-Cal. Not by much, but she has too much. And she won't have a clue what to do But she didn't want to pay. So what was it worth to her? It wasn't worth anything to her to protect her mother. You cannot do this alone. There's so much. I told you today that I had somebody went to an attorney recently and they were told they had to get a divorce. That was their only choice in getting Medi-Cal for a spouse. Not making it up, it literally happened today, right before I did this show. So you can't do this alone. I don't care what anybody says. I know lots of people say, well, I know somebody that did this on their own. And I'll bet you they didn't get all the benefits they had coming to them, or I'll bet you they had to private pay for the nursing home for 3 or 4 or 5 months. You cannot do this alone. And there is no one in Northern California with more experience doing this than me. I've been doing it longer than anybody, and I've probably done more cases than anybody. But if you want to try to do it alone, go ahead. You'll become another victim. So what's it worth to you to know that you're going to get the benefits to which you're entitled in a timely fashion and preserve as much as is possible under the regulations? How do you get the long-term care you need and deserve and not go broke? Do you know how to access benefits so that your cost might be anywhere from free to wholesale? How do you know what's the best care? How do you know what the best nursing home in town is? I do. How do you know who the best assisted living in town is? I do. How do you know what the best care placement agency is in town? I do. How do you know what the not good nursing homes in town are? I do. What the not good assisted living and boarding cares are? I do. How do you develop a checklist for doing that? I know how to do that. Or do you want to just trundle through it on your own and hope it all works out? I don't know. That's up to you. So, how do you get the long-term care you need and deserve and not go broke? I know the answer to that. I have for 25 years. How do you not go broke? Nobody needs to go broke. But if you wait until it's too late, then you will. 500,000 families in the United States go broke every year paying for long-term care because they waited until it was too late or they went to the wrong person. Did you know that if you're a vet and you meet the qualifications, that you may be eligible for up to $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits to help pay for care? Now, that's what I call getting care for wholesale. If you had the chance to go into assisted living and an assisted living was $50,000 or $60,000 a year, wouldn't it be nice to know that the VA will send you a check under if you qualify for up to $25,000 tax-free to help pay for that? Wouldn't that be great? Do you know how to access those benefits? Do you know what the rules are? Do you know under what set of circumstances you could qualify for those benefits and under what set of circumstances you can't? And no, it has nothing to do with service-connected disability or pensions. Did you know that if you're the surviving spouse of a vet and you meet the qualifications, you could get up to $13,000 a year, maybe a little more, tax-free, to help pay for care? Did you know that? Did you know that Medi-Cal has a program that will help pay for in-home care? Did you know that Medi-Cal has a program for people with Alzheimer's that will help pay for adult daycare? Did you know that? What would it be worth to you to be able to access that and obtain that care so that the person that you love is safe and warm and taken care of? Did you know that with good planning, a family may get all or most of a nursing home paid for without going broke? Did you know that? Did you know there is no requirement in the law to spend down? Did you know there is no such thing as a 30-month look-back period or a 5-year look-back period? Did you know that? Have you heard otherwise? Who told you that? Whoever told you that doesn't know what they're talking about. Did you know that with good planning, you and your family can get most of a nursing home paid for without going broke? In some cases, all of it. Do you know how to access benefits that could give you real peace of mind and preserve a lifetime's work if you need long-term care? I do. I know how to do that. Do you know how to do that? Do you have a plan for accessing those benefits to help take care of you when you get old? Did you know that in 1/3 of all cases of people in nursing homes, the well spouse dies first? The well spouse dies first. You know, everybody's looking at dad who has dementia. Everybody's focused on dad. And mom, who's his caregiver, drops dead of a stroke. In 1/3 of the cases, the well spouse dies first. What's your plan for that? Those of you that are taking care, or mom or dad are taking care of a spouse right now who's frail, what's your plan when the well spouse dies first? What's your plan when the caregiver dies first? Interesting statistic. If you're an 85-year-old male, in the case of 85-year-old men, 85% of them are married or have a partner at age 85. So when they sit down at the table, they're looking across the table at a caregiver. 12% of women age 85 are married or have a partner. When they sit down at the table, there's no caregiver there. So what's your plan? This is really a women's issue. It's always been a women's issue. My podcast yesterday was called It's a Women's Issue Part 2. If you haven't listened to my podcast, you can listen to them on my website, assetsandaging.com. At the mini workshops I'm going to do throughout March, we're going to be talking about that a lot, that long-term care is a women's issue. 85% of all the people in nursing homes are women. 85% of all the people in assisted living are women. The vast majority of people receiving care at home are women. Women outlive men and therefore are the most likely to need care. But everybody's focused on dad. Dad's probably going to die. Mom's going to be the one, grandma's going to be the one that needs care. Did you know that in California, over 2 million seniors are receiving some form of long-term care, either at home, and the number is probably now closer to 2.5 million, at home, in assisted living, or in a nursing home. 2 to 2.5 million seniors are receiving some form of care. Now, here's the question to ask. What kind of care are they getting? Are they getting the appropriate care? Are they getting the best care at the best price? Did they get to choose, or were they a victim of choice? Did somebody tell them they had no choice? Did somebody tell them they had to leave the nursing home after their Medicare days were up and move into that crummy little boarding care? There's lots of good boarding cares, but you get my point. Or did they do it voluntarily? Were they or their family in charge every step of the way? Every step of the way was the family in charge. Who in your family are you worried about? When I talk about all of this, who in your family are you worried about? Put a name to it. Say it out loud. Name it. Name that person that you're concerned about in your family. It doesn't do any good to pretend that dad's not really going bonkers. Who in your family are you concerned about? Is it mom? Dad? Is it your brother? Is it your sister? Is it a child? Is it your auntie? Is it your grandma? The great-grandpa? Who is it? Who are you concerned about? Then list all the things that you've done to make sure that you have mitigated every possibility that's going to occur. You haven't? Why? What is it worth to you to have peace of mind? What is it worth to you to know that that person that you just named out loud will be taken care of, will be warm, will be safe, that what they worked a lifetime for will be preserved? What's that worth? What's that kind of peace of mind worth? Well, let me ask you this. Is it worth sitting down and picking up the phone and calling me and setting up a time to talk? If we need to get brothers and sisters or somebody else on the phone, we'll do it via conference call. But is it worth a phone call to make sure? If it is, then call my office right now. 800-999-8007. And just say, Bob, listen to the show. Want to get together. Or, Bob, I want to get to one of your workshops in March. One of the Tuesday morning workshops. And one on Tuesday evening, the 27th. But every Tuesday during March, I'm going to be doing a workshop. Limited to 12 people. So what's it worth? Is it worth the time to go to a workshop? Is it worth the time to explore how best to take care of that person in your life, in your family that you're thinking about, that this is happening to? I don't have the answer to that. Only you do. This is not intended to be a guilt trip, folks. Maybe a little. It's intended to be a wake-up call because for 25 years, every day I deal with somebody that has been listening to me for 5, 6, 8 years, is in the middle of a crisis and can't figure out what to do. And I ask them how long they've been dealing with this, and they say 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And my question to them is, why haven't you acted sooner? We thought it was going to get better. We thought it was going to be okay. We never thought Dad would be this bad. Mom died and she was going to take care of Dad, so now we really don't know what to do. Every family has one of those situations. So the question is, when do you begin to take care of yours? What's it worth to have peace of mind? What's it worth to know that you're going to be taken care of or that Dad's going to be taken care of? What's it worth to know Mom's going to have the best care possible? I don't have an answer for you. I know that people are seeking a lot. I know that people are going from person to person to person, to thing to thing to thing, to scam to scam to scam. I know that that's happening, and I know that that's happening every day. Every day I know that that's happening. So how much longer is it going to happen? I don't have an answer for you. I hope not too much longer. So when the show's over, or now, go pick up a phone and call my office. I probably won't answer. I'm not there right now. But it's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Arrange a time to get in and see me. Arrange a time when we can all sit down and talk. Arrange a time that makes sense for all of us. Arrange a time. Or if you can't get in to see me, if you can't, whatever, you can go to my email and you can email me, bob@assetsandaging.com. If everybody can't show up, we can set up a conference call. And we'll all sit down together on the phone and we'll talk. If we have to set up a video blog, we can probably do that, or a video cast, whatever. or call and get into one of my workshops in March. But please, only for those who are really, really, really committed to making a difference in the life of themselves or of their loved one. Because for those of you who are just going to continue to go out and kick tires, you're going to continue to kick tires until you've gone through a large amount of money, and then you'll wake up one day and go, what have I done? Why didn't I do this 5 years ago? 800-999-8007. I want to thank you for listening for 20 years. For those of you that have been in to see me and you were going to go home and think about it and I've never seen you again, I hope you'll rethink the whole process and determine that it's now time to get back in and take care of what you should have taken care of a long time ago. For those of you that are hearing for this show new, you know what I'm talking about. You understand and who in your family needs help. But I also know that it has to be done by you. And it has to be done while you can. So make the decision today. What is it worth to you to have peace of mind for that family member that you know and love? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or bob@assetsandaging.com. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you here next week. Remember, on my webpage, you can listen to my podcast, my archived radio shows, and get other information. Again, you can always call me, 800-999-8007. Until next week, thanks for joining me. Bob Scrivano, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.